Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the phone taker, the phone taker.
What's up, everybody? This is Diamond D, representing Digging in the Crates, and I'm right here chilling on Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine, all right? Lock it in.
Because fire through your mind.
I just go wherever I'm living. It never matters. I'm in line with my dreams. I ain't sitting in my patterns. I'm consistent. Running back if you ever miss it. Keep it clean, but so far that.
Definition is I'm undefined, cause I'm one of a kind. At the
top of the line, at the top of the food chain when it comes to the rhyme. And I'm cynical, cause I'm at the pinnacle. Jokers is ridiculous, they the ones I ridicule. If somebody acting like they want it, I'ma get it, dude. Have them in the middle of the drama like an interlude. Yeah, they wear your Buckton, so the West Oakton. Yo, I don't need new friends, I can't trust them. You best keep a weapon like a shirt tail sucked in, because I'm taking the end out like Huck Finn. This news just in, mass destruction, boy, presented to you by Black Ink Productions. Yeah, righteous hustling, Christ corruption. Look how these OGs with the mic is muscling. I fight for justice, for minus the red cape. Dollar short, yeah, late, suckers is dead straight. They know I'm hotter than a box with a bread bake. And brought J. Perry into cut through the red tape. Yeah, man, yeah, the rage is back.
Trying to ride foreign coupes instead of city buses. Yeah, in 2 times. for the queens that keep it tight and clean when they king in the bing. Hold a nigga down like a 1,000-pound ankle bracelet. When that love is real, look, you can't replace it. Nah, Yankee fitted to the front so you can see where I'm from before I tell you what I want, and I want it all. I spit summer heat all through the winter, cause when I spring to the top, I don't wanna fall. Harlem in this bitch, R.I.P. Big L. Brooklyn in this bitch, R.I.P. Big as well. En route to the studio, I bump life faster than walking the booth to kill shit right after.
One time for the guns, one time for the butter, we spread it like parquet. One time for the hunters, one time for the prey that's running. One time for the prey that almost got away. Hey, three times for the rapper, two times for the singer, two times for the player, two times for the ringers, the stringers to be dodging the wires. There are bubbles that ain't public, but they got the thing. This ain't fucking up the game, you swear it isn't you. Ain't no subliminals, but wear it if you fit the shoe. That's sort of cute how these rappers try to be natural. My attribute, give me all type of accolades when I pass the proof. I got drive, whipping is so priceless. Don't need your permission, a New York nigga with no license. Soon you must admit that you rock with me.
Yeah,
honesty better than fourth modest. Watch.
One time for my thug niggas, as smart as some nerds. One time for my hoodlums, just invading the burbs. Two times for the motherfuckers that's hating on nerve. Tell them, bite on the curb. Two times for the earth, when they working my nerves. Put your money where your mouth is, nigga, then change your words. I've been hearing what occurred, and ain't nobody scared. Till we running through the city like rebels out in the bird. Pick a side, any side is like a war zone. The televised beef to let you know the war's on. I see the shots, numb niggas like the cortisones. They be acting hard, but your body lacks a cortisone. MJ's like I'm playing on the court alone. Cause they sound dumb like tripping over Ricardo's phone. I should hang them up with that same cord. But acting like they don't know what a brain's for.
Yeah, what's good? What's good out there, Psycho Les? And right now you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine. Let's do it.
I got you stuck off the realness.
With the monsters, I'm the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Goon
with a brain, ain't trying to see no jail soon. Every move I make, calculated, aggravated. Cause it's deep, locking the streets while y'all procrastinate. Miss that drink you rock when you rolling in a black truck. Roll black tip, black rims, long purple cush. I don't need no handouts, just show me the cash. I'm good with the left and right razor or the strap. I got you stuck like that black dust, that milk bring you back. Put the blinker between your eyes, make you look like Shaq. Worldwide champion, hoodie rap. Blow your toupee back. Grown man flows down, kick that little kid round. Get slapped with a sin, make you feel this. I heard.
I got you stuck off the realness.
That real shit that in the field with the murderous camp. What cosign? This kid
got
the street
stand.
Matrix, red and blue combination pill. It's purple nigga taking it's real. Take the thrill. It feel like I'm shaking the building. It hurt like the state taking your children. Ouch. It's that contraband monster man. Rock a real nigga shit. On my fan, pop your man. Time I deal with it quick. Jump out of garbage cans on your man. Spilling clips. Y'all just can't understand. But to some, this is simple shit. Ignore the haters and imitators. Just don't touch mine. Across the border, think the go just fine. But these little niggas think they so strong. Bam, bam, huh? Get out of hand, hash your bam, blam ya.
For real,
think it's a game, we think you lame. I'm thinking, if you seen what we seen, then he be afraid. Put it in a movie, trust you will feel it. Eyes glued to the screen, I got you stuck off the realness.
Stop.
like a tire blowout with no spare, no phone, no money in the middle of nowhere. What was you thinking, stupid? Stupid. You ain't calculate your movements. Now you look dumb on the side of the road, you losing. While I'm moving, cruise control, not confusing. Pass you on the side, but I ain't never fucks with you, kid. Real recognize real, and you don't look familiar. Swollen melon head, not from a cops Billy club. This is what they mean, the club, that gangster shit. Knock your head on the DJ booth, making the record skip. Consecutive bangers that blare out your car systems. The projects, the side blocks, even the verb listen. Relentless grind, I show y'all people every time that I'm a vet and most of these new dudes
spin around.
G.
a soldier for the revolution. And what if them towers would have never shot big? I bet he still spit, I bet it be thick. Imagine the 84 draft, Mike ain't get picked. But what if number two would have won all those chips? You think Nike would have gave Son his own kick? Could you imagine the Bowies instead of Jordans? And what if Easy ain't died with Cube instead? Wouldn't be no dope, boy, wouldn't be no Craig. Shit, would it be Chris Tucker or Mike Epps? Imagine this type shit, imagine it's like this. If Martin never walked and Rosa never sat, would it be a barack? Could the Prezi be black? Would it ever be rap without jams in the park? With no cool Herc or Africa Bambaataa? Damn, I think nada. If Jazz O would have popped, would Hype Man Hov had ever started to rock? I bet he couldn't bag Beyonce if not. Would he have had Carmen? Would he have had Fox? Could we have had blocks if Mary ain't sell Puff? That the demo was tough? Would the riders be rough? Would the product of Run DMC be the same? If Run was a DJ, would Jay have been slain? Imagine Richard Pryor never snorted cocaine. Could Dave Chappelle excel when Martin had came? Would if Aaliyah plane never hit rough terrain? Would it still be the same? Would she get Mary Jane? What if that Mary Jane never sparked on the flame? Was an illegal man? Would you spark it the same? Could you marvel at things if it wasn't what it was? Would you wanna be thugs if it never was blood? What if they wore gloves, walk around clean as shit, in blue overalls? You still wanna be crimp? What if they didn't download the music still sold? You think me and Marco W. Barrow went gold? What if I knew Pete Rock from Man Large Pro? And they all gave me heat to compliment the flow. And I played it for Buckshot, and he was like, yo, we bout to make Duck Down Records your new home. What if Buck was Russell? What if Drew was Rick? Imagine Def Jam had the boot camp click. Imagine there's no food stamps, imagine no wick. To take care of the kids, the hood would be sick. Niggas would be Vicks on the regular. What if they ain't enhancing advanced the form of the cellular? Niggas carrying brick phones forever, bruh. You couldn't text at all, only accept the call. She's just some shit I think about in the lab. When I'm at half a bag and the beats on blast. You say it's food for thought, but some are just laugh. But how many of y'all is going to do the math? Who going to do the math?
Your love of money is the root of something. I'm higher, dance around you dudes like a bonfire. get your weight up and your mixtapes up. Quality, sound the alarm, my inner beast wakes up. I'm from the great era that you search, you all flow. You still asleep, I serve from Oslo to Moscow. Go better work is lit, these clowns in the circus. My lady Pearl Turkish, so we whirl with the dervish. Education make them nervous, they stuck on lane. Read a book and you will know my name.
I'm somewhere between growth and greed. Cash in hand, knowledge in a book I read from. Y'all all been from the installments. A real skill holder, steady even when the earth shakes shirts. Jealousy and hate never found base in darts for me, but hearts can be cold from young MCs playing bold. But yo, haven't you heard? Your words rhyme, but my rhyme's the word. Along with wit, the opposite gender wanna render themselves caught like ladybugs in my palm. A progress is a part of my process. Mandatory sweat like a fat nigga with breath. Just a fighter who was beneath the brawl of the promiscuous game that came to fuck us all. So when you need to make the call, know who to trust. That's plugged for the one, that's it, that's enough. They look to me as a hybrid, over guns and butter, like you see what the style did. Being a block away, had us dribbling by big. Now they saying I write like I reach up and rhyme his. Yeah, is beyond measure, like my speech all ever. You peons could get peed on together. My pre days was for Hardaway, G and whatever. My teammates had Nas tapes and heat on the dresser. Raised by, made by, cradle to grave by. All we seeing is a roving, tucking away inside it. Black guy etiquette, PRPSing it. Blowing orange everything like we all we repping with hats. And all the models that you find closing in me, they be automatic mouth. Call that iPhone Siri. I'm as heavy in the south cause I him in the case. Throw a chain through your palm if you're handing away.
Then why I'm fatigued when I'm complete. When I see my still lost senses, not to mention, man, running shit in the symmetric. Guns are fit, man, and if it can touch your kid. Especially when I'm running with high level sentences. The next is disrespecting. Furthermore, it's just disgusting. No discussion. What's the button? Make him sick the way I kick. Boss percussion, your head brushing. Plus, I'm busting melons like Gallagher. Not even a challenge to the simplest listener. Given the circumstance, call your commissioner. Get protection for you, weak renditioner. What you call a verse? A chick will pull from a purse that really speaks the worst. Disrespect. Hire your crew, love on my word, love how I swerve, making niggas jump for the curb. They only reckless in the verb, look in their eyes, everything just starts to swerve. Grab the hand of your girl, about to earn, make it sick with sugar, give a necklace with a pearl.
Like Rich Wright, I write a classic, like rites of passage. When I recite a passage, shit, I type on the average. Grab a mic and dismantle it, methods of a mechanic. Manic, necessary, panic, or call an ambulance for my insomnia. I might overdose on Ambien, mixing weed with a cancer stick. Increasing my chances, I got a lot of living to do before I diminish. Like I'm sprinting to my finishing line, limit rhyme chemist. All I'm missing is a dime missing. Compositions like do or die missions. Once I step inside the mind's entrance, old school like niggas who call nines biscuits. New school like buying Nicki Minaj tickets. Is it a crime that I'd rather listen to Rod Digger? A fly nigga with big dreams of both. LB smoke, 16's quote, which means dope.
Behind you, bruv. Don't chat me. I'm not even lying. Shut up. I was gonna make you. Now, I'm gonna dead you. This is my block.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, everybody? This is Diamond D, representing Digging in the Crates, and I'm right here chilling on Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine, all right? Lock it in.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. Another episode on this Super Bowl Sunday. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in. You know, I know you're getting ready for the Super Bowl. I hope you got your chicken wings ready, or you made some chili, or maybe some nachos, or, you know, some type of dip with chip and... Yeah, well, I'm going to go on and on because I'm a foodie, but yeah, you know, I'm a little something in, you know, I'm going to get it together. And but before I do all of that, I have a special guest on this Super Bowl Sunday, one of the Super Bowl MCs right now on the scene, on the indie scene, and he's signed to one of the elite indie labels rocking right now, Duck Down. I got Coney Island, Brooklyn, Torrey in the building today, so he's going to come on and talk a little bit about where he comes from, which is Coney Island, Brooklyn. You know, he's going to rep for that side of NYC, one of the best boroughs of NYC, I tell you. Everybody seemed to be born there. But regardless of all of that, he's going to talk about being signed to Duck Down, of course, and, you know, how he got started and, you know, working with Premier and Marco Polo. I mean, this guy is doing it. He's touring the world. He's in France and Germany. He's really doing it big. So he's going to come up next in a few minutes. But, you know, I'm going to get into some music. I really got into some dope music. I played some Big Pooh, Cognac, which is featuring Sean Dawn, produced by none other than Focus, super producer. You know what I'm saying? I played a little Torre. I played Do the Math, you know. Really dope song. I played a little of that. And I'm going to play a little bit of more Torre. He's going to have some dope tracks on his EP, which is called Off the Record. He also has this web series called Off the Record as well, which you can catch, really get into the background of Torre. It's really dope. Urban Daily picked it up and, you know, they decided to follow him around and do a little background story on him. It's really dope. You got to check it out. It's called Off the Record. And, you know, I'm going to get into some independent music today, such as Evertan. If y'all don't know who Evertan is, that is Black Sheep, y'all. Drez from Black Sheep featuring also Jerobi from Tribe Called Quest. They have an effort called Evertan. Evertan is native, spelled backwards. I'm going to get into a little bit of damn music today as well. You know, I got into some Shabam Sadiq, Stuck Off the Realness, which is featuring Helter Skelter. You know who Helter Skelter is. If y'all don't know hip-hop, y'all shouldn't be listening. But if you're listening, I definitely appreciate you. So let's see, what else am I going to get into today? You know, what y'all got in the Super Bowl? I'm going with the Ravens, but from what I hear, they're going to have a problem with San Francisco. I don't know. You guys need to let me know. But I'm hoping the Ravens, because of your boy, you know, he's going to try to go out on a high note. Let's see what happens. But we'll see what happens. That's all we could do. But tonight, or this afternoon, rather, because it's about 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to bring on Torre, Brooklyn Zone. He's going to really get into it. And what else? I got into some Black Thought at the top of the hour, which is Rage is Back, which is crazy, right? And I also featured this dope track, DJ Strike, shout out to you for putting me on, Dynasty, featuring Talib Kweli. It's called Stay Shining. Really dope joint, you know? I hope you guys were with us last night when we had MC8 on, Six Man Radio. Oof, busy week, right? I know. It's like mad artists on top of artists. I'm featuring classic people on Six Man Radio with Bad Seed, and I'm on Bodega Fresh with the indie scene. It's the number one platform for the indie scene, you know what I mean? And let's see what else I'm going to get into today. I'm going to get into a little bit of Mr. Complex as well, but let's see now. Yeah, I think I'm going to get into him next. If y'all don't know, you guys are tuned into Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. First and third Sundays of the month. This is the first Sunday of the month. It's Super Bowl Sunday. It's also Mardi Gras down in New Orleans. Ooh, I wish I was down there. But, you know, I'm going to plan to go next year. We're going to see what happens. You know what I mean? Right now, let's get into a little Mr. Complex. King Kong. Love y'all. Yeah.
Yes, baby girl, so much more to come. I get up in the mirror, I beat in my chest like a drum. Truly enormous when you put on your performance. Busy like five beehives and two horny hornets. The honey was dripping, yeah, I wasn't tripping. Love juice was flowing, potion number nine sipping. Straight to the head like New Year's Eve. We do things in the bedroom you wouldn't believe. At a concentrated level, yo, you cannot conceive, yo.
We can make it up now. since I've been here. A bunch of dumb raps and some new gear. Who fear?
None of y'all. My heart don't skip a beat. God amongst men, the rap deity against mere mortals with a pen.
Every verse I tend to slaughter. The beats become martyrs to my madness. You gain no interest, money in the mattress. Talking about practice, profession is the answer. Burn the booth down, the flow is JoJo Dancer.
Vocab is wicked, Satan worships the wordsmith. My soul can't be purchased, the industry is nervous. Got along without him, cut the cord and started walking. Money wasn't where they mouth is, I couldn't hear
I don't want to hear him either. Turn doubters to believers, don't believe us. What you staring at? Two overachievers, give them fever. Turn their family into grievers. Your career is egregious, best bet. Stand down, start following the leaders.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl Nadine Michelle. And like I was saying on this Super Bowl Sunday, I have a Super Bowl artist on the line. My guest today is Torrey. Say what's up to the people, Torrey.
What's up to the people? What's going on, Nadine?
Nothing much, nothing much. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's Super Bowl Sunday. And I know I had to get a really great guest, and, you know, I consider you to be a real Super Bowl type of MC. But let me start from the beginning. Well, from the beginning for me, I first heard about you through DJ Vega Benetton. And you guys were in this group called the Coalescence, I think?
Yeah, the Coalescence.
Yeah. So that's the first time I heard about you. And he would always talk about you like, yo, you know, you need to get on Hip Hop 101. Is my man Torrey. We were in this group. You guys were in the group together. At the time, he was telling me, I think you guys were slowing down. I'm not sure what happened, but I just remember, you know, like he was always telling me about you. Like, yo, you got to get Torrey on your show. And I'm like, who is this fella? Right? And I think I met you by accident. Yeah, I think I met you by accident. I don't think it was even through Vega. I think I met you either at Dan the Man Studios or something like that. Yeah, it was Dan the Man Studios. So that was really dope.
Yeah, I
met
you at the lab with Dan the Man. Shout out to Pro.
Definitely.
Whole team over there, DRB, Fred Bear.
Yep.
Word up. And all these, fast forward all these years later, here we are.
Here we are. And you know I'm not going to let you go without even saying, this man saved my life in Atlanta at the A3C.
man, I just did what any gentleman would do, make sure the ladies is okay, taken care of.
Definitely did. So let's begin from, you know, where you started from. You know, I did happen to see some of the series of Off the Record, which, man, that's a dope series. If
you guys
haven't caught that Off the Record docuseries by Torrey, it is really fly. You know, it definitely takes us through your life and, you know, how you got started and where you are now. So let's talk about how you got started. You know, you're originally from Coney Island. You know, let's talk a little bit about your hometown for a minute.
Yeah, with the Off the Record docuseries, I wanted to kind of give people a glimpse into more than man, but you know what I'm saying. Sometimes, oftentimes, people like the music, and they buy into the music, but they don't really get a chance to see who the artist is. You know, when the lights go off and the mics is cut. So that was really the purpose and the reason behind doing Off the Record. For everybody who didn't see it, you know, I'm just a kid from Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island to be exact, who grew up in the good '90s, loving hip hop and you know, out here trying to play my part and add something to the industry and add something to the art form and, you know, leave a mark, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, to me, right now, out of the MCs that are out, and right at this moment in time, you are definitely one to gotta check him out. I mean, lyrically, you're dope. I've seen you, you know, perform. Your showmanship is on point. I mean, real authentic hip-hop is where I see you and consider you. So, you know, what made you decide that you wanted to be an MC even? I mean, growing up in hip-hop, everybody wanted to be an MC. But what made you decide that, you know what, I could do this?
And you know what? It's crazy because I was just having this conversation the other day. When I was coming up, like, everybody didn't rap. You know what I mean? Like, I had a handful of friends that that are still my friends today, but, like, one of my friends wanted to be a cop. One of my friends wanted to direct movies. Most of my friends just figured they would get regular jobs and just be regular people. It wasn't like it is now where everybody's a manager, producer, MC, a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer, an agent. You know, everybody wants to be in the entertainment industry in some capacity. Whereas when I was coming up, it wasn't like that. So for me, you know, I just, the music, man, the music was so alluring to me that it made me, you know, I felt like that was my air. That was my way to express myself. It looked like me. It felt like me. It walked like me. It talked like me. And I felt like, you know, I couldn't see myself doing anything other than being an MC and being involved in hip-hop. So, you know, I mean, to sound cliche, not to sound cliche, but the fact of the matter is it was, you know, I felt like it was my calling. It was my destiny. So that's all I ever really pursued.
Yeah, I mean, to see it to where it is, it's coming together now even and still progressing and growing, I definitely would have to agree with you. Like, this is definitely your calling. This is where you're supposed to be. You know, just the fact that, and this, I saw this watching the Off the Record docuseries, like you went from, you know, working with the Coalescence, and then the next thing you know, I'm not saying it happened that fast, but, you know, to get a call to say, hey, after Primo saw one of your shows, DJ Premier saw one of your shows with the Coalescence, and you get a call saying, hey, Primo wants you to come into the studio. At that moment in time, did you think it was a joke, or did you think, is somebody playing games with me, or what did you think?
You know, it was, when I got the call, I didn't think it was a joke, but it was definitely, like, surreal. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, is this, you know, because after, you know, we had mutual friends, Vega Benetton being one of them, my girl SJ, and a bunch of other people who kind of were connecting the dots between myself and Preem for a while. And when Preem came to the show and, you know, he put me to the side after the show and was like, man, you really killed it, and I loved your energy up there, and, you know, we're going to talk, we're going to work. And, you know, that was more or less one of my first times meeting him, so I didn't know if he was giving me the industry talk, if, you know, he was blowing smoke or what. And then, you know, a few weeks or months or whatever had passed, and the conversation was being had, and it was like, oh, yeah, Preem's going to want you to come in and, you know, make sure you be ready for the call, and Preem's going to, and I was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it was that fateful day where it was like, yo, Preem says come to the studio tonight. And I was like, word. And, you know, the rest is in the history books as far as a lot of where a lot of the people first heard me on Click and Get It Done. You know, that's where it all started from.
That's crazy. That's just bananas. So, you know, they started hearing you, and then from there, like, how did it go down? Because I know that you did an album, would it be an album or a mixtape? What would you call it, with Marco Polo?
Yeah, with me and Marco, that was an album. Before that was with the Daily Conversation mixtape that a lot of people got and received, and it felt like it was my official debut album. But really, it was just a collaboration, a compilation of songs, collaborated with me and other artists. And it was something that Vega and I had worked on and we were working on for a while. And then once Click and Get It Done took off, Fat Beats got involved and said, you know, let's put a barcode on it and put it in an official case and, you know, do something that you can make some money off of as opposed to just giving it away. You know, I was so new to the game as far as the retail aspect. I was just like, you know, people, I don't feel like people know me well enough to want to buy a project from me. But he was like, you know, Fat Beats was like, man, you guys got the hottest 12-inch of the year, the top, you know, it was like maybe the top three selling 12-inches of the year that it came out. So they was like, yo, people are going to buy it. And, you know, that was it. So we put Daily Conversation out, and that led to my relationship with Marco Polo. And then Marco and I went on the road opening up for EMC, which is Master Ace Strickland, Punchline and Wordsworth, for those who don't know. And we was on tour for like a month and some change. And in that time, me and Marco got really cool, decided we wanted to work on a project together, and that's how the Double Barrel album came about.
That's crazy. That is just amazing to me. And then from there, I mean, like, I don't know if it's like 1, 2, 3, but, you know, next thing I noticed, you were signed to Duck Down.
Yeah, we, after Marco and I decided we wanted to work on the album, we went in the studio, and this is before we had to deal with anybody, we just went in the studio and started brainstorming and coming up with ideas, and, you know, he was putting the beats together, and I was putting the rhymes together, and together we'd be creating these songs, and then once we felt like we had a strong project, we started to chop the project around, and it ended up on Duck Down. You know, Marco had a working relationship with Duck Down from producer for the Bootcamp Clique, and of course, you know, me coming from Coney Island and knowing Buckshot from being a kid and Sean Price and all those guys. You know, it was like a no-brainer to sign with Duck Down because the family aspect was already there. You know, we were familiar with one another. All that was already there. So it only made sense to get with the who I feel considers the top indie in the game anyway, you know. And we got with Duck Down and we put out the Double Barrel album in 2009.
That is really dope. You know, when I heard about you being signed to Duck Down, I was like, wow, you must be really dope because, you know, no one on Duck Down is trash at all.
You know what I mean? You gotta get busy to be over there. And it was for me, I guess, a validation of sorts that, you know, people were taking me serious and paying attention and, you know, putting me in a class with some of these MCs that I grew up admiring and listening to, you know, for Sean Price to be like, yo, Drew, you got to sign this nigga. He's nice. You know what I'm saying? And for Tech and Steel to embrace me and, you know, for Buckshot to be like, you know, I mean, I knew Buck since I was a kid. He's a little older than me, but I would see him hanging out in Coney Island with my man Mighty. And, you know, even though he had a record label and I never asked him for anything, and he said that was one of the things he admired about me. He was like, you know, even though you could always get at me and always knew I was, you never was like, yo, put me on. You just kept doing your thing, making your music, and eventually my company came to you. So, you know.
Yeah, that's how it worked out. That's really hot. So from what I'm hearing, you're very humble and very patient, you know, like you just have this quality about you. And there's no airs about you. Like, what you see is what you get. You're not arrogant or boastful. Not around. Not whenever I see you. And when I hear your music and I see the docu-series that you created, which really, really kind of made me get to know you even better. You know, I knew of you. I know you were a great MC, but personally, I didn't know too many things about you, you know. So, you know, I think the docu-series was an excellent move to get people to know, like, the man behind the mic, you know? That was really
a
dope concept. What made you even come up with that concept?
I guess, thank you for all of that. I appreciate the kind words, very humbling. I felt like through my journey in the music and, you know, from me getting from step A to step B and everything in between, I would always encounter other artists on the come up, on the grind, and they would always ask me, yo, how'd you do this? How'd you get to this point? You know, and I'd be like, man, I got so far to go. And they'd be like, yeah, but you so far ahead of where I'm at. You know, I'm just trying to figure out how to get to your space. And I just kept hearing it. You know, people would tweet me or Facebook me or MySpace or whatever, you know, the social networking tool was at the moment. And when I started working on my official debut album, which was For the Record, when I started working on For the Record, I felt like it would be a great opportunity for me to show everybody, you know, what it took to make an album on the indie side. You know, the ups and downs, the pitfalls and everything in between to really create an album from top to bottom and put it out on your own company. So I got with the Urban Daily and we had the cameras for like 7-8 months, just, you know, really documenting the whole process from selecting beats to writing to, you know, just everyday life, you know, like leaving the studio in the middle of the day to make sure I was there to pick up my daughter from school and just really capturing it all, giving people a history about who I was so they wouldn't feel like I came up out of nowhere. And really just, again, letting the people in. You know, a lot of people now have these reality shows that aren't really based in reality. So I wanted to give you a real reality, and that was what the record docuseries was about.
It's really dope. It's like, it's actually, to me, like a any documentary that you would see on Sundance, you know, or on PBS. I mean, it felt that way. It felt very personable, you know. And even like from the music and from the shots of, you know, you underneath the bridge or you at the amphitheater, you know, all these different they were really dope and really intricate. It made the really made the docuseries like personable. I thought it was really dope. I hope you guys are like sending that stuff in to be showcased or something. I'm telling you, you can win something for that. I bet you any amount of money.
Yeah, people have been saying it. You know, me, I'm never in it for the accolades.
Yeah.
At some point, I guess I'll try to adapt to what makes sense. But for me, like, I don't do it. I don't do it for the awards or the accolades. I did it because I felt like people would be able to get an idea of who I was as a person, and B, just to help out, you know, you got to pay it forward. So just to help out the next generation of artists is like, oh, wow, I could put my own record out, or I don't have to email files back and forth. I can go get in the studio and create with somebody, or, you know, I'm not the only one going through these issues with my kids and my family. Like, everybody has shit to go through, but you still got to persevere, and if you really love the music, continue to grind out and make it. So, you know, I did it for those reasons. If Sundance or any of these other indie film festivals get involved and come calling, then, you know, it'll be by God's grace. But, you know, I'm not here for it.
I hear you. So some of the people that you work with is some of the who's of hip-hop, you know, Ninth Wonder, Sky Zoo, Sean Dawn, Shabam Sadiq, El the Sensei. I mean, I could go on and on. Sean Price.
Right.
How do you feel when, you know, these are some of your peers that you admire as an MC yourself? I mean, you know, when somebody calls and like, hey, I want you to get on this record, you know, by now I guess it's like, I mean, does it still feel like, oh, wow, I can't believe this person called me to get on a record with them? Do you think that?
Yeah, you know, I guess without sounding arrogant, I guess by now it is a little more common. So I don't, you know, I don't geek out as much. But, you know, the first record I did with Sean Price, I was like, wow, that's because he was always one of my favorite MCs. Like, I was always a big Ruck fan. Pardon me. So, you know, the first time I worked with him, when I worked with KRS, when I worked with Little Brother, they called me to get on their album. Or just recently, it was crazy because Prem had called me, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, he had called me late on a Friday night, and I was, I don't know, I was in the middle of doing whatever I was doing, so I missed his call, and then when I woke up Saturday morning, I had a text from Prem, and it said, Bumpy Knuckles is looking for you, and I was like, what? Bumpy's looking for me? What the, I didn't do nothing.
I did nothing wrong.
And then later on that day, DJ Eclipse hits me, and like, yo, Bumpy's trying to get in touch with you, and I'm like, oh, man, either he going to kill me or we got to go kill somebody together.
Exactly.
so I gave Bump a call, and, you know, it was a little cooler than that. He just wanted me to come by a studio and work on the record together for his new project. So that was dope just because, you know, Bumpy is somebody who doesn't really work with a lot of artists, and especially not a lot of the newer cats.
Right.
And, you know, watching him from Industry Shakedown and Flavor Unit days and, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get that call, that was dope. But, I mean, I've worked with pretty much all my idols, man. Ninth Wonder, Pete Rock, Premier, Knox, Large Professor, Diamond D, Marco Polo. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on. I've worked with pretty much everybody that I came in the game admiring or grew up on their music as a fan. With the exception of Dre, Just Blaze, and Eric Sermon, and Q-Tip, my bucket list is pretty much taken care of.
That's dope. That's dope to say, especially at this point of your career, you know, which is really still just beginning and just the tip of the iceberg. So I could just imagine what you have for us in the future is going to be like dope hip-hop for a long time to come, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
So,
gotta leave a legacy.
That's right. So the effort that you have now, Off the Record, that's what's out right now, right?
Yeah, Off the Record, that came out actually August of last year. And what it is an 8-song EP of joints that I was making while creating the album for the record. A few joints didn't make the album because we couldn't get it mixed in time, or, you know, I was still trying to work the deals out with the producers, or, you know, maybe it didn't fit into the storyline of what I was saying on the album. But I still had these 8 left over after I finished my album, and people were asking for more music, you know, like the core Torre audience and fan base. When the album came out, they got it off top. So, like, 3 months later, they was looking for some new. They're like, yo, we got the album. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I was like, man, I just put the album out, you know, but you got to feed the audience. So I was just looking on my computer one day, and I was like, man, I got all these dope songs that I was working on while I was making for the record that didn't come out that will be brand new to the people. So we went back in the studio. We cleaned them up, mixed it, mastered it, and put it out, you know, just for the hardcore Torre fans. So that's what Off the Record is.
That's dope. That's really hot. So are you going to have something for us on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to have let's see. How much info? You know what? Just because we cool like that, Nate, not
an
a new project, but yeah, just because we cool like that. It's not a new project, just a video. It'll be the final video off of the For the Record album, Over You, which is the relationship song that I got a lot of great feedback on. You know, because normally you don't put out an album and then a year later you're still dropping videos from it. But people really like the record. You know, I felt like theme-wise it would work on Valentine's Day. So we shot Over You down in Atlanta, and it'll be out on Valentine's Day, co-starring my girl Ashley Clark.
Nice.
You know, dope, telling the storyline real good. You know, you get to see a little bit of black love in there just in time for February 14th.
Wow, that's going to be dope. You guys got to look out for that. From love, from the heart, from Torre.
Yeah, definitely. This is the fourth video from the album we dropped for the record, which, you know, big shout to everybody listening, everybody that supported that video. Over 500,000 views on YouTube, none doctored, none paid for, just real people checking the video and really loving the record. So definitely big shout to everybody that got us at 500,000. On the indie side, big deal, is a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And then we dropped the That Raw video, which had a crazy storyline, and big shout to my brother Pete Rock for producing that. And then I went to Thailand, and we shot What It Sound Like. Big shout out to Ty, that's Gassi Wong, who shot that, and everybody in Thailand who showed me so much love. And then last but not least, Atlanta. It's crazy because all the videos, like, I shot For the Record in New York City, and then we shot That Raw out in Jersey, and then we shot, of course, What It Sound Like in Thailand, and then we shot Over You in Atlanta, Georgia. So we was all over the place for the album, video-wise and song-wise.
That's bananas. And then, like, at the end of, in fact, just last month, you were touring overseas, like Poland, Germany, Italy.
That's
hot, like, what hip-hop is giving you, you know? So
absolutely.
I know you probably didn't expect it, but did you always feel like, okay, I'm on this journey, and I know if I follow this path, it's going to lead me right where I want to be, you know? It's going to manifest for me.
I would always be like, man, you know, if I stay at it, it'll pop off, it'll work, it'll happen. And even though it didn't necessarily go the way I planned or scripted it, it's going perfectly. You know, being able to travel, being able to tour, I've done over, you know, 50, 60 shows in Europe. I've been going there at least once a year since 2010. So, you know, 6-7 tours later, the people were definitely still feeling it, and you know, now I can go out there and really pack out a room and really rock out, you know, and this, again, without a major deal or without, you know, a big radio push or a big video push, just the people accepting and respecting the music. So, you know, like you said, man, I feel like I got a long way to go. I still got many things to do in this industry, and I'm going to try to continue to climb and get bigger and better at what I'm doing.
Well, I'm definitely one of your number one fans, and I'm always going to support
you,
always going to big you up, you know what I mean? Always going to big you up, not just because you saved my life,
That wasn't even rap related.
I really feel like you're a dope MC. When I saw you perform on the Duck Down stage when we were at the A3C is when I my first time seeing you perform, I was like, yo, this guy is really dope. Right? Not that I dismissed you or anything like that, but, you know, we're surrounded by MCs, you know?
You gotta fight for your space out here. Like, I don't take it for granted. You know, anytime somebody makes a comment, buys a record, comes to a show, I don't take it for granted because I know that there's so much competition that's so saturated the market is at this point that, you know, anybody that's giving you their time or their money or anything in between, you got to respect it because it could be going to a different artist, somebody else. So, you know, anytime somebody takes that time to show you some love, definitely got to really accept it and embrace it.
Oh, definitely. And it shows, like, when you grab that mic and you hit the stage, I see confidence, you know, and you tell the story, you know, I feel like the whole storyline of the rhyme and everything, and it's just really dope, you know, and I'm very happy that I got to know you, and I'm very proud that you're giving me this interview on this Super Bowl Sunday, which is a big day for people. So who you got in the Super Bowl, Torre?
Nobody, because the Giants ain't there.
That's it. You're not even going to go up the closest one to New York?
Nah, once my team is out, you know, I mean, I just watch it for the sport, you know, and enjoy the sport. But anybody who knows me or follows me knows I'm all New York sports. So, like, I'm super Knicks, I'm super Yankees, I'm super Giants. You know what I mean?
What about the Brooklyn Nets? What do you think about that?
I mean, you know, big shout out to the Nets. You know, they're cool and all that. And I'm so Brooklyn 99.9% of the time that people automatically assumed I was going to jump shit. But my loyalty is with that orange and blue. You know, I've been on my Knicks thing for the past 14 years, so I can't just switch up now.
That's true. I mean, you know, it's cool. Like, okay, Brooklyn, I see you, but, you know, Brooklyn was Knicks as well, so, right?
Right,
you know,
I got some friends that
spike at the Brooklyn Center, you know?
Exactly. I have so many friends that crossed over, and I'm like, you know, that's cool, but it's not what I'm doing. I'm doing different things.
Exactly. Well, Torre, I'm going to get into some of your music right now, and I want you guys to check Torre out. He's going to be all over the place. Are you going to do the A3C again this year, you think?
Yeah, definitely. Big shout out to everybody at A3C. Been going down there for like the last 3-4 years. They always book me for something. They always show a lot of love. So as long as they have me, I'll definitely be out there.
That's dope. So you guys, if you want to know more about Torre, his site is itstorre.com. It'll tell you about what he's up to, tours he's got coming up, and where he's going to be performing at. And if you really want to know more about him, check out his series, Off the Record. It's on YouTube. You can catch, is it a 5-part series, this series?
Yeah, 5-episode docuseries. Go to YouTube, Google it. You can check it out.
It's really dope. I mean, from the first episode where you talk about where you're from and you talk about your mom, you know, I love the way you refer to your mom and the things she's done, you know, with her graduating from college, getting her degrees. That was just, it's really dope. You guys got to check out this series. It's so fly. You got to really check it out, and you'll really get to know more about Torre. So now we're going to get into some of your music, so you got to get familiar with that, y'all. Bodega Fresh, it's your girl Nadine Michelle, and we'll be right back.
What? I look good. I smell good. I feel good. I make love good.
Look, now turn it up a little louder. Damn, so funky, think I'm gonna need a shower. Bet your bottom dollar, never had it like this. The girl couldn't keep it to herself about the kid. I'm getting big, I'm getting big, I'm getting big, y'all. I'm getting big, I'm getting big, I'm getting big, I'm getting big, y'all. I'm getting big, I'm getting big.
Let's state it from the beginning, King. Hide a boy from the block, back on his shitty can. Back in the book, back in the booth, spitting in. Rest of y'all looking so kill again. Stranded. So I came to get it stupid ill. Let the volume knock, get you a brew and chill. And after you get buzzed, find you a boo and pill. Next day, pop him on an after pill. Ain't nothing realer than that.
I kept it real with my Mac. Told her if you digging me, really let me dig in your back. And she reacted to that. You really trying to tap? Then let's leave the front of the spot and meet me out in the back. I met her out in the back. Only thing out was a snatch. She had the joints but no crotch, and she was already wet. And I was already set. She said, you know what it is. Boy, this pussy off the hook. And we about to dig.
Look, now turn it up a little louder. Damn, so funky, think I'm gonna need a shower. Bet your bottom dollar never had it like this. This girl couldn't keep it to herself about the kid. I'm getting big, 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 I'm getting big.
Just so you know what the business is. So off the hook, meaning I get busy, is. Yeah. Body to show and the witnesses. That's my only model, no Drizzy diss. Ladies, throw your hands in the air. If you want tour to put his hands on your red.
Yeah.
4812, come stand over here. The sign on my box of briefs to handle with care.
Yeah.
And I manage the whole dozen. Three at a time for four quarters, no subbing.
Yeah.
No lying, no leaking, no loving. Just cooling, just creeping, just crushing. I'm just bugging, except I'm so serious. My style is trade, meaning my pop's furious.
Yeah.
Boys in the hood, case you missing it. Looking for a chick to get busy with.
Look, now turn it up a little louder. Jam so funky, think I'm gonna need a shower. Bet your bottom dollar never had it like this. This girl couldn't keep it to herself about the kid. I'm getting big, I'm getting big, I'm getting busy, y'all. I'm getting big, I'm getting big.
I get it, my heart, make me one with the art, couldn't see us apart, I was nice from the start, y'all was listening wrong, I was spitting them sick and vicious, ridiculous songs, y'all was all into this, getting hypo for that, bunch of fashionable cats, niggas barely can rap, when it come to the facts, in the actual pen, can you name another, no other, get at it like him, I be taking my time, when creating a rhyme, so you breathe it, need it, and heat it, one day at a time, the economy's poor, vicious sign on the door, only thing to be sure, that phenomenal tour, give them tools to move forward. Make the music enjoy. Niggas deep when I talk. Call it fool for the thought. Niggas foolishly thought they can shatter my dreams. So your dignity got the green, but what does it mean? Come on.
Money, cars, jewelry, clothes. Can't take none of it but you and your gold. What does it all mean? 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 Hard, alcohol, drugs, sex. Soon as you not high, it's on to the next. What does it all mean?
None for yourself, need superior help. That material wealth, you can leave on the shelf. As long as I got my health, I'ma always be straight. Be yelling, connect four, once it fall into place. Niggas fall on their face, then get back on their feet. See for that or retreat, but that'd never be me. Cause they don't know no defeat, it's not a thing I can't beat. And that's a double entendre for those that wanna look deep. I'll be all in the streets, like I'm all in the tweets. Niggas follow me both places, I leave the elite. And I'ma keep it discreet, but I keep the receipts. I can cripple your speech with a simple delete. Niggas couldn't compete to what I do on the beat. I weave words like lace fronts on Kelly and B. So what you telling me, B, is that you hot on the scene? Got a lot of dollars and Prada, but what does it mean? Come on.
Money, cars, jewelry, clothes. Can't take none of it but you and your gold. What does it all mean? 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 Hard, alcohol, drugs, sex. Soon as you not high, it's on to the next. What does it all mean? What does it all mean? What does it all mean? What does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
Peace, man. It's your boy Powerful from Godzilla.
It's my favorite turtle, my face, peace. This is God of Law Truth, man. One third of the mighty Godzilla. You now rocking with
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio.
Yeah, with our homegirl named Dame Michelle. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. Man, can you believe it's like 5:15 already. I mean, time is flying by. I mean, I didn't realize it, but you know, that's a good thing because, you know, that means I'm one step closer to getting ready for my Super Bowl get down. I don't even know what it's going to be, but I think I'm going to make a little chili and things like that. But one thing I do know is I definitely hope you guys enjoy Torre. My man Torre is doing big things. You guys got to follow him and get into him. He's got his latest effort, which is called Off the Record. You can find that on iTunes. You can find it on Amazon. And Off the Record is not only the name of his latest EP, it is also the name of this web series that he has on YouTube, you guys. It's really dope. I hope you guys get to check that out. So, yeah, man, he is signed to the Elite Duck Down label. Nothing but elite MCs on that. They got Sean Price. They got The Ruck, you know, Helter Skelter, Tech, Smith & Wesson, Steel. Not to mention, of course, Buckshot, and then, of course, none other than productions from the originators of the sound, Beat Miners. I mean, and then, like, their roster's crazy. Not only do they have Torre, they got Sky Zoo, they got Kids in the Hall. Of course, they have all of the original Boot Camp Click, everybody on there. They got Marco Polo. They got Pharoah Monch. They got nothing but beasts on their labels. And, of course, they got Torre, my guest today on Super Bowl Sunday. Nothing but straight beasts on the Duck Down label. I'm so glad I got to feature him. And I hope you guys, you know, caught a little lesson of MCs that are really doing it right now. So catch the whole Duck Down squad, all of them. Everybody on that label you need to check and listen to. So it's another episode of Bodega Fresh coming to an end. It's like I only got like a few minutes left, but you know, what am I going to get into? Before this, I definitely played a couple of songs from Torre's Off the Record album. It's a really dope album. I mean, he's got a few people on there doing some great production, like Premier, you know, and Pete Rock and things like that. So you guys got to check that out. I am going to get into, maybe I'm going to get into some classics, you know, to end the show for you guys. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a little classic stuff, and then I'm going to get ready for my Super Bowl get down and leave y'all be so you guys can get ready. But, you know, tune in for the next episode of Bodega Fresh, which is going to be on the 17th, I think it is. That's going to be a long weekend, if I'm not mistaken, President's Day weekend. So check me out on the 17th. I'm going to have another dope independent artist for you. And follow me on Twitter. That's when you're going to know who the next guest is. I'm at Suga, S-U-G-A, the number 9. Suga 9 on Twitter. Catch me on Six Man Radio this weekend on Saturday. Another dope artist. We're going to have Psycho Less coming on. It's going to be dope. Y'all got to check it. It's going to be the Beat Nuts this Saturday. And not to mention, on Six Man Radio, we have two new shows coming on. The Race is coming on Mondays. And on Thursdays, you got Grown Man Gaming. That's right. We just added two new things, new episodes, new programming, rather, to the Six Man Radio roster. Y'all got to check it out. So let's get into some throwback, and I will check y'all out this Saturday with Psycho Less, and then you're going to check Bodega Fresh out on the 17th, and I'm going to return it with another classic new indie artist that y'all got to look out for. Yeah, Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine, and I'm out of here.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics, perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music. World of music.
World of music. What's up? It's DJ Jam representing all the way live from the west side, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl Nadine. Peace out.
Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride.
Gonna have a party to release this thing that's on my mind. Hit the dance floor to set my blues away.
I'm getting tired of the drama. Boss man said he would fire me. I told him I would gladly do the honors. So I just quit, cause this work shit. Got my dreams on pause like a comma. But I'm still six-figure fiending, full city leaning, and California dreaming like the papas and the mamas. The stress is toxic, but thank God a nigga got the rent deposit. So I'ma take this check and pay my rent up, cause this weekend I'm going out like a soldier. Put a little something down on the light bill. Let the cable and the phone bill roll over. As for the rest of my hard-earned funds, I take $100, put it all in ones, and take it to the shake club, or hit the Elks Lodge with the old folk, let them see how it's done, let's go.
Gonna have a party, to release this thing that's on my mind, hit the dance floor, to set my blues away.
I've been working for a moment, just left my 9 to 5, gotta make some money, money can't buy you no peace of mind.
Around 10, I had to get myself together. I'm doing nothing, let me go do something better. Get inside of land around, take a shot to the crown. That's how life gets you down if you let her. Broke on some Stacey Adams in a sweater. Pull out the new coat with the leather. I'm headed straight to the lodge, old school is in charge. Get your derbies out with the feathers. Somebody uncle is the bar that ain't clever, cause he drinking all the drinks that he should be giving out. Somebody mama up in here, she trying to turn it out. When I want a party, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you got grown folks dancing, Maurice White singing, everybody drinking. A little cup of that oil ain't never hurt nobody. 4 cups later, life for the party.
Gonna have a party to release this thing that's on my mind. It's the dance floor to set my blues away.
I've been working for a moment, just left my 9 to 5. Gotta make some money, money can't buy you no peace of mind.
Stay and play your horn, baby.
Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.